Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 23 verse 16 says, "My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right." You should never underestimate the power of a spoken word. There's only one man in American history that's ever resigned from the presidency, Richard Nixon. Have you ever thought about what brought President Nixon down? Traditional thinking says it was the tapes of his private conversations. But it wasn't the tapes, it was his tongue. It wasn't the tapes, but what he said on the tapes that determined his demise. The words tongue, mouth, lips, and words are mentioned in the book of Proverbs almost 150 times, roughly 5 times in each of the 31 chapters. The fact that so much importance is placed on our words tells us that we'd better take care of what comes out of our mouths. Stop and consider this. In a period of 50 years, the average person says enough words to create 12,000 volumes of 300 pages each. Now, if that's the average, think about the libraries you're filling and the legacy you're leaving behind. And sadly, some of the words that you speak will never be forgotten. William Norris wrote, "If your lips would keep from slips, 5 things observe with care: to whom you speak, of whom you speak, and how and when and where." Solomon wanted his children to grow up with a heart of wisdom, so he said in Proverbs 23, 15 and 16, "My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right." So Vision's word for today is control your tongue.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.